Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Greg Isaac, Joseph Verdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and of course joining us momentarily, expected to have on talking more about Broadway, of course, the scenic designer D.T. Willis. And you can visit his website at dtwillis.com. And a very special thanks to Spirit Halloween, as they've responded quickly to us on Twitter. And there is a store open in the Phoenix area.
You tweeted them and they tweeted you back?
Absolutely.
Wow.
1800 East Rio Salado Parkway, Suite 170. They've said that's been open for a few days now, so may take a little man Mason there later today and check out the goods.
That one's far away, though. Can you tell them, please, closer north?
They're coming soon, the rest of them. But
is that what they said?
It's still the Phoenix.
Don't speak on their behalf.
So
it's too far. I don't want to go over there.
Yeah, but the ones by you will open soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. Well, something else I can't wait for is our next guest. But before we get to that, that was George Benson singing on Broadway from All That Jazz. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show, broadcasting live on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, as well as on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. And right now, to tell us a little more about Broadway and take us behind the scenes, literally, is scenic designer D.T. Willis. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're very excited to hear about this. We've looked at your website. Again, is it dtwillis.com?
Or
dtwillis.com. Absolutely gorgeous sets. Tell us what does a scenic designer do?
So the set designer designs the scenery or the world for the show. And it can be different depending on what the play is. But to kind of give you, I guess, the process of what a set designer does, is they work pretty much in collaboration mostly with the director, as well as the other designers, like the costume designer and the lighting designer, to help create the world for the show. And so basically the process would be like you have the script and you talk to the director about it, and you start kind of brainstorming what is it that you kind of envision for the show. And then kind of through the process, you kind of create illustrations, research, and such, just kind of getting ideas out there for the show. And then you kind of keep going with the process. You start creating more finished drawings. You start creating ground plans, elevations, and drafting, paint elevations. But, I mean, basically, the set designer is in charge of, like, all the scenery that is implemented in the show.
Wow, and again, the sets that we saw on your website are just gorgeous. Tell us a few of the ones that you're most proud of.
Well, just recently I did this show out in Long Island at the Engman Theater, and it was the producers that we did out there.
Ooh.
And it was actually quite of a challenge, but I was very happy with what we ended up with. It was a challenge in that the theater doesn't have a fly system, so they can't bring in different pieces from in the air, and there's very little wing space. And if you know anything about the producers, it's a very big show. Mm-hmm. So it really challenges you as a designer to think creatively, and how do we kind of create the different scenes and all the different things that happen in this small space. But I think that we did it pretty well, and I was very happy with it, and people that we worked with were very happy with it too.
So I think that the scene that I saw on your website is from the Springtime for Hitler scene, right? Great job there. How is it different, or would you be able to share with us any differences in your opinion between creating a set for a film instead of stage?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've done a little bit of work for film, but a lot of the differences is that in scenery for the theater, you're basically having to create everything for the whole audience to see from there. Whereas in the film, I mean, you just have to be ready for whatever that is, that one shot that is being filmed. And it could be a small thing that's really detailed, or it could be a large set. So it really depends on what the camera is needing to focus on. And so your world can be very detailed for that as well, because you get much more close into that world. Whereas the theater, it's just for that one space kind of a thing.
Wow. And now another scene that I was really impressed with on your website is there's a big tree or something.
That was for this show called Blues for Mr. Charlie.
Oh.
And we worked with this wonderful director, Patricia McGregor, on that. And so it was a much more abstract set, which is always, I think, a great thing about theater, is that we often can be a lot more abstract in that as opposed to the film. And for that, this tree was kind of symbolizing, it became the symbol of kind of the African-American movement and the struggle within America, and it was kind of comprised of all these different newspaper clippings of both kind of the triumphs and kind of the horrors that were being experienced.
Wow. And now I imagine that the time takes, you know, it varies for the different sets, but how long would you say, what is the range? How quickly can you put a set together, and what is like the maximum that you've taken to put a set together?
Right. Well, I mean, it all depends on the show. But typically, I mean, the set is the first thing that needs to be figured out in terms of the process, because, I mean, everything is kind of dependent on that, both lighting, costumes, how do you stage a show if you don't have a set. So often the set will have to be figured out even months before it's even cast. And then once the set has been designed, it goes into a build process. And it varies for shows. The ones that I've worked on, the build process is typically a month and a half kind of process. But, I mean, like, for Broadway shows, it could be much longer because there's a lot more going on. But generally, like, in terms of the process from beginning, when you start talking to the director, just getting ideas out, to the actual show opening, for me, typically, it's about, like, 3 to 4 months. And then other shows, it could be a lot longer.
Oh, wow. And so, once again, I want to remind our listeners, we are speaking with scenic designer D.T. Willis. You can go to dtwillis.com to check out his work. Absolutely gorgeous sets that he's created. So, D.T., what would you say to our listeners who might be interested in this as a career? What can they do to kind of get the gears rolling?
Well, I mean, the way I kind of approached it is, I kind of found it because I was passionate about theater, like, in high school, and then I was always kind of good at art and things, and so I kind of married the two and discovered set design from that. In terms of pursuing it as a career, one of the ways a lot of people take the route is of assisting other designers to kind of start off. And so, like, right now I'm doing a lot of assistant and associate work for other designers, between doing my own designs. Mm-hmm. And assisting other designers is a great way because you learn more about the craft, you learn more techniques, and just teaches you a lot about it. Although, I mean, to get into working with another designer, you also have to have a certain number of skill sets to begin with. And those are what I learned in going to college and to grad school. Skills such as learning how to draft, being able to render and draw things for the designers, being able to build scale models is important too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, for me, it was through, like, kind of education, at least teaching me those first couple steps, and then kind of learning even more by assisting other designers.
Right, great. You know, earlier in the show, we spoke with stage actress Kimberly Faye Greenberg, right? Or was that?
Yes.
All right, my notes here. But, you know, one thing we didn't ask her about the, you know, vibe of Broadway. What is it like to just you know, kind of like be there? What would you like? Can you describe that to us?
It's a bit of a whirlwind. It's very, very high energy, very intense. And very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the design world, I mean, there's a number of designers who are like designing Broadway shows all the time, and we're always kind of dreaming to be able to get into that world, and it's very difficult. But I mean, it's a very fast paced, very intense world, but it's a lot of energy, and it's a lot of fun, and great just to see the productions going up all the time. And it's also a very small world. Like one thing that kind of hit me when I was actually working at a Williamstown Theater Festival, which is one of the main theater festivals up in the Northeast. And for me, it was interesting and kind of eye opening just the degree between like where I was at that point and just kind of movie stars and things. Like, I mean, we're working on productions and Bradley Cooper's in our production.
Oh, wow.
Things like that. And it's the same thing with actors and with designers. Like, it's a very small world that everyone knows everyone else and knows the work they've done. So it's very cool that way. It's kind of like a family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now, DT, a little away from Broadway here with this one, but I've noticed you've read every Harry Potter book. Which one would be your favorite and why?
Ooh, I really love the fourth one. I just love the Triwizard tournament they had. It was just a really fun book, and it also was an interesting one because it took a lot darker turn in the series, so I would have to say that one's my favorite.
Greg, do you have a favorite, too?
I've actually never read it.
Oh, wow.
But I was just interested on DT's take on that.
Yeah, well, what do you think? And that would be a pretty cool set to build if they had a Broadway show around Harry Potter, right?
You know, they're actually doing a Harry Potter-based, not a musical, but a play.
Oh, wow.
In London. And I think Imogen Heap is doing the music for it, if I'm not mistaken. But it should be really interesting. So I think we'll have to keep our eyes out for that.
Nice. Yeah, we'll put our opinion to build the sets. I think that DT Willis would be great for that. I don't know if anyone's listening out there, but
well, that would be really wonderful.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck for that. So finally, are you working on anything currently that if we find our way to Broadway, New York, right now, is there anything that we could see your work?
The ones I'm working on are kind of regional right now. There is one that might be going to New York maybe in a year or two. It's this new musical called Waterfall, and it's actually going to be at the Fifth Avenue Theater in Seattle. And Fifth Avenue, if you know, is one of the main theaters where a lot of Broadway-bound shows kind of go through. So the hope is that it would kind of go from there. But it's an exciting new musical that takes place in Japan and Bangkok prior to World War II. So that one's pretty interesting. I'm also currently working on another new show actually in Colombia. This is a new Christmas show. Oh. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that one.
Anything ever in Phoenix?
Not at the moment yet, but hopefully the work will take me there at some point.
Okay. Well, if it ever does, please let us know. We'd love to have you in studio and check out your sets in person, because again, the photos of them are gorgeous. And we want to wish you all the best of luck, and thank you so much, scenic designer DT Willis. Again, our listeners can check out your webpage, dtwillis.com. You know, everyone needs to go to the site and just check out what this guy does.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too.
Yes, DT Willis, scenic designer. So that was very very interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, his website's great. I mean, to see some of the sets that he's designed out there, it's just the outstanding stuff. Like we talked about with Kimberly Greenberg about, you know, things that go on behind the scenes, and this is something that's huge. I mean, this is kind of the feel that you have. I mean, obviously, plays and stuff, the actors, actresses, other behind-the-scenes folks, I mean, big time. But to see the sets, I mean, that's what really brings everything out, you know, in addition, or one of the main things that does. So great stuff that DT Willis does.
Absolutely. And so once again, our listeners to be able to see us, you can go to Meerkat.
Yes.
We're at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can also go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page. We've got a link where you can watch from your PC on there.
You don't even need an account, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
You just go to the streams and you watch. You can.
Yeah,
watch.
You can just watch us. You don't even need an account. That's it. We've got 23 people watching us, and we only have two people that we know who they are. So I think you can remain anonymous if you don't want us to know that you're watching us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to do that, though. But we're going to see if we can cameo with Eric as well, you know, a little bit later on. We'll see. We'll try during the break. But in our next segment, we're going to speak with writer-director Maura Stevens, on behalf of Zipper. It's a new movie coming out starring Patrick Wilson. It comes out next week. We'll be reviewing it next week. We're going to talk to her in our next segment. So that's going to be very, very exciting. And, of course, our picks of the week coming up as well. So, and you can also find our Meerkat stream on 1480kphx.com. You can go to the Facebook page from there, and Eric has posted it on there.
Absolutely.
Yes. Some
outstanding stuff going on there with that.
And we cannot have a Broadway show without a chorus line.
Okay.
The cast of Chorus Line singing One. No?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I like it.
She takes. Come on.
That's all one. Joseph there. Well, I'm sort of dancing with my hands behind the laptop screen here.
Dancing with
there we go. Dancing with Greg's Hands, the newest reality show on NBC. Or CBS.
CBS. Why is
NBC, CBS.
No.
ABC. Oh, wait, they've hooked me up the cable. Okay, so... the Lifetime Network. I'm not sure about that, but okay. Yeah, there we go. This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. When we come back, we'll be joined by writer-director Maura Stevens from her new film, Zipper. We'll be right back.